We're going to talk football with Blaze Andres, the Marshall, Minnesota native and one of the best Golden Gopher offensive linemen. And first of all, good to see you, Blaze.
Good to see you too, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, we have a whole bunch to cover and a whole bunch to talk about here in our window to chat. But I wanted to start by just asking how the summer workouts have been going. I know you don't get much time with the coaching staff other than the strength and conditioning guys. But you guys as players are doing a lot, right, in terms of practices and organizing some things that way?
Yeah. Summer practices are going great, first of all. And second of all, one of the emphasis of the summer this year is to get more individual work along with the conditioning and the speed work. So we're actually doing individual work twice a week, and coaches are there. They're kind of on vacation right now, but they've been there for the previous 6-7 weeks or however long we've been going. So we have actually gotten a lot of indie work in there. And then as players as well, we also do player practice twice a week as well. So we get a lot of work with the defense and a lot of just more indie work. So we've really been taking the summer and elevating it in terms of perfecting our craft and, you know, being the same conditioned as before as well, or even better conditioned, because we're doing the same conditioning and the same speed work, but better, obviously.
As you, as an offensive lineman, have these captains or player-led practices, what do you guys do? Because I'm assuming, I haven't seen them, that a lot of stuff might be 7-on-7 with the skill guys. And are you guys left on your own some during those parts of practices?
Yeah. So we'll be doing just normal individual. So like working on our drive blocks, working on our pass pro, mirror dodge. All these different things while they do 7-on-7, but we actually do get 1 or 2 periods in with the defense where we do 1-on-1 pass pro. Obviously, we don't have pads on, so, you know, we got a quick whistle with that, and we try to be nice to each other. And we also have a whiz period, which whiz is like quick whistle. So we'd also do that, and it'd be technically like 3 steps full speed and then stop, you know, just so the quarterback can get the feel of it and get the read, and we can get a little more one-on-one with the defense. So we have seen the defense a good amount this summer. And besides that, individual work is we can't strike with the coaches, because that's, you know, compliance is there on that. But during player practice, we can get a little more hitting with the pads in, with the carrying pads in and whatnot.
What, how big is the summer? You've been around now for several years. How does it correlate to what you guys can get done in the summer to then what you can accomplish in the fall?
The summer's huge, really. It's your last chance to get better before camp. And you obviously want to be the best going into camp, because everyone's going to get better in camp because you have to. I mean, That's what camp is for. But it's your last chance to not only prepare yourself, but to be over-prepared. Like, you can get extra film work in, extra meeting time with the coaches, which we also do. And there's just, you have so much time in the summer. You know, it might not feel like that on a day-to-day basis, but you have so much time to be able to perfect your craft, and that's what everyone is doing.
What's your sense? Obviously, you're getting closer and closer to that September 2nd season opener, fall camp, now less than a month from starting. What's your sense on where this team can go and how good it can be?
We have a lot of returning players, and we've got a lot of depth. So I think this team can do great things, honestly. I'm really excited, really, really excited about the start of the season and the season in general. You know, we've got the old linemen back. We've got 7 guys that have played a whole season, basically, and like 9 or 10 starters that have started at least 1 game. And we've got, you know, quarterback back. We've got running back. We got receivers. And our defense has had more depth as well. The linebackers are looking great. Jack Gibbons is he's a really good player. He was tough to go against in spring, but you know, that, and the new D linemen and Niles and Val, those guys are great as well. So just all together, it's really competitive in practice, and you know, that's one sign of a good team when not just one side of the ball is dominating when it goes back and forth, and it's really competitive. And so it's exciting because I think we can be really good then.
You were in the headlines this week. You were named an academic All-American for a second straight time. You've also been a academic All-Big Ten selection each of your years at Minnesota. So I wanted to ask you about that and about the balance between classroom and football, and how do you get it all done? I mean, I'm sure it's a tremendous amount of effort and time management with everything.
Yeah. Thank you. And, you know, just thanks to the coaching staff and the support staff and the academics here. They're like so amazing in how they support us with our academics. If you need help, you can get help. You just have to ask for it, right? And then, you know, one thing I think not many people credit the academics to is in the fall, we practice in the morning so we can have more time in the afternoon for classes. You get done with your work by noon most days. And then from noon to 10 p.m. or whenever you need to go till, you have all that time to get your academics done, and you have all that time to yourself, really. So you kind of get to schedule out your day that way. And then in the spring, we practice in the afternoon, and it's kind of in the later afternoon. So you get the morning, you get 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. to figure out your academics. And you really have a lot of freedom in that, and that helps you take more classes and really just do more. And then on top of that too, the coaching staff, if you need to take a class for your degree, then they're 100% supportive of you taking that class, even if you have to miss part of practice or if you're going to be late to practice or something like that. Like I was just telling Paul that last fall I would have to leave practice early, like 2 or 3 days a week to go to one of my classes because I had to get it for, I think, my minor in insurance at that point. And they were completely supportive. You know, I'd go out there, I'd hit the first two thirds of practice. And then, you know, I'd kind of be in a hustle because I'd want to practice more, but then I'd have to go to class. So I'd get that last rep in, sprint to the locker room, go shower up and get home right as class started for the Zoom class as well. So just a lot of credit to the coaching staff and them. And then how it is to balance it, I would just say that, like, everyone always says, like, congrats on graduating, congrats on doing all this. And I'm just like, you know, honestly, if you just show up and do your work and, you know, just put your mind to it, then it really comes along with it. And yes, it takes some time to study, and it takes time to memorize or learn the material. But, you know, you look at it with a positive attitude, and it doesn't really seem like much work, right?
You mentioned an insurance minor. If I remember correctly, you're a math major, right, in mathematics. And,
yep.
And is it right? Am I remembering this, that you want to be an actuary eventually? Maybe
yep.
After a long NFL career, you can be an actuary, right?
Yeah. So that was the original plans. So I graduated this spring with a math actuarial science degree and a minor in statistics and insurance. And now this fall, I'm going into a master's in applied business analytics. So that is basically the same statistics, the same math, but now we're adding coding and we're adding a more broader sense of business. So if actuarial science doesn't work out eventually, then, you know, I've got a more broader sense than just insurance. So, but yeah, I mean, that's the plan though, be an actuary. Passed two of the exams, and you know, I'm looking to pass more eventually, but right now football is kind of taking the front seat.
Yeah, very much so. And it's kind of fun to hear stories about, you know, how you mix all that and stats and insurance and math and away you go. Last question for you. I did want to ask you about this because you know, it happened this week. The program got a bit of bad news with your quarterback Tanner Morgan. His dad Ted, who we always as a radio crew would enjoy seeing at the team hotel or, you know, at games, and just a great guy, a great fan, a great supporter of your quarterback, Tanner Morgan. He passed away on Monday. How do you guys as a team try to help support that family as they go through this tough time?
Yeah, so as a team, you know, Tanner's the leader of the team. It's not hard to see. So And, you know, sometimes we would give him a hard time about that back a while ago. But since we heard this was happening, or at least I did that, I tried to take a load off his plate every now and again, because, you know, he's got so much going on. Because, you know, he's still, for people who don't really know what's going on in his life, he's still expected to be that leader, and he's still expected to do all those things. But for those of us who didn't know what was going on, it was hard to see, because, you know, you want to help the guy out, and you want to help the family out. So as a team, we made each position group made videos where, like, 10, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And we just talked to him, gave him our, said we were praying for them, and, you know, just said we were, looking out for them. And we compiled all those videos together and sent that to the family, sent an OR, obviously. And, you know, and then individually, even a lot of the players were able to, you know, get Tanner's at home address and reach out and send flowers, or even the Keefs went down there and, you know, said hi to them and spent a weekend with them, I think. And then, you know, everyone's on top of the team thing we did for them. Everyone's reaching out to him individually as well. You know, he's probably got a lot of people reaching out, so he's busy. But, you know, it's just, once he gets back on campus too, we're going to support him with everything we got, and just, you know, try to take a load off his plate, because he's definitely going through a lot.
Yeah, no question about it. And it will be, I'm sure, for him, good to get back around his football family to help him through this. And I would assume once games get going that will become a time of therapy probably for him.
Yeah. And, you know, We all look forward to him getting back, because we love being around him. But also, you know, in times like this, you gotta spend time around your family. You know, he's at home right now. But yeah, take as much time as he needs. Honestly, he's shown he does the work, and he's shown what he can do. So, you know, no one's worry about that at all.
Right. Well, very good. Congrats on the academic award. Continued success in the classroom, and continue with the great work this summer. And we'll look forward to seeing you that Thursday night, September 2nd, the Gophers and the Buckeyes.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that. Appreciate it, Mike.